Hey, what's going on, everybody? I know it's been a minute. This is about maybe episode number 12 for this podcast. So welcome back, everyone. And I should say welcome back to myself, I guess. So this is probably going to be a segue to either stupidity, XXX, or the other one that was followed by stupidity. So I am in a place right now where it's like literally I am afraid to deal with any type of young ladies out here. Growing up, as most people know that know me personally, I'm not from this country. So coming up or not, my mother gave me some advice, you know, on a lot of things. You feel me? Because, you know, she's my mother. And not too many women can raise, you know, decent young men nowadays, because my mother, I know for a fact, she had it very hard and you know, raising us, and she had four children, and three of them were boys. Mind you, a woman can't teach you how to tie a tie unless she was taught by a man. She can't teach you certain things unless she was taught herself. Now, my mother did the best she could, you know, and she did put me on to when it came to the dating game. The one advice that she gave me that I didn't really stick by was that I should never date a young lady who's, you know, American black, I guess, because no offense to any other Americans out there or American black women out there, just this particular one, she literally held up to what my mother said, because my mother's mindset was just that, you know, majority American women are nasty, they're dirty, they don't got no manners or nothing, that type of stuff like that. So that being said, you know, this particular young lady, you know, I came out of a 4.5-year marriage. I was planning on trying to make the marriage work, but, you know, things happened where I couldn't keep the apartment. So I had to, you know, close down shop and decide to be noble and send my ex-wife back home. So long story short, I'm out here in upstate New York now trying to, you know, find my way, find myself and things like that, you know, settle in. Now, I had originally said to myself, I wasn't going to go out with anybody else after this, you know, after my marriage ended. And I was going to just take some time to myself, get to know myself better, and, you know, just, you know, play the field, do whatever I do. So about maybe 6 or 7 months into my sabbatical and, you know, my separation away from my ex-wife, I have a old associate from, you know, that knew me when I was married. She comes around and, you know, I decided I wanted to be nice to her. And matter of fact, no, it's not even wanting to be nice to her. It's after my relationship ended with my ex-wife, me and this one had got, you know, together and we started talking. So I should have known basically from the environment of which I walked into the first night. Now, I didn't, you know, sleep with her the first night based off on, so I'm just now meeting her. No, I've already had, you know, we've had an actual relationship as in like a friendship, associationship a little bit before I, you know, we slept together. So I got there that night and I'm just like, okay, I'm looking at the place or whatnot. I'm telling you people, I am seeing garbage on the ground. She has day old food by her window. I'm talking about like sour flies and everything, you know, flying around the damn stuff. Look on the other side of her bed. It's like, again, day old food. The whole floor is just covered in clothes and just garbage, dirty clothes, the whole nine. So I, you know, decided to give her the chance, give her the benefit of the doubt, look past it a little bit. When I should have, in the back of my mind, I should have just hauled ass, like, you know, picked up and just dip set, like ran the fuck up out that bitch like the Roadrunner. But being the person that I am, you know, I figured, let me not be so judgmental and, you know, and off-putting with her. Let me give her a chance. So we did the damn do. It was decent. This girl calls me, what? Think like maybe a few weeks after the fact. Says she's losing her place. She's trying to tell me that she lost her place based off of some other reason. But I know the reason why she lost the place, okay? She lost her apartment based off the fact of how she had the apartment looking. Like, it looked like a pig lived inside there. Now, for the majority of people that's renting homes out here, and, you know, landlords and things like that, most of these landlords and renters don't want their property to be trashed by their tenants. So of course, when they come inside and see how you're living, and you live in like a whole dirty, dirty vagabond, some something that like you find upon the street. Like, you have a whole apartment, Bridget. Yeah, I live like you're upon the street. Even a homeless person outside don't live like how this person was living, Bridget. So the landlord kicked her out. Calls me up now. Oh, Treville, I'm about to lose my place. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, backstory. I went through the shelter before with my mother growing up. It wasn't a pretty thing. It wasn't a nice sight. I had to watch and listen to my mother cry herself to sleep every night, trying to figure out how and where she's going to get food to put her kids in them to sleep at nighttime. At that time, I was the one, the breadwinner, making sure my mother was good. I went to school, went to work, and went to pantries to make sure my family ate. So that being said, fast forward now back to my present day life with this particular individual. She says to me, she's about to lose her spot. So I was like, all right, fine. Because I know how it's like, you know, how it is to be going through the shelter system with your child and so on and so forth. I said, come here, stay by me. And at the time I had like a room. I was living in a room, but it was a big, big room. So I said, you know what? Come here, stay with me for a little bit. And, you know, get on your feet and you spin off whatever. Mind you, at this time, no sort of relationship was confirmed. I didn't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be your man. You going to be my girl, da, da, da. No, it was just friend helping friend. Now you're staying here with me. You know, things happen. Yes, obviously, it's going to happen. So first couple of days or weeks into my apartment, into my room, the girl tried for moving. She said, all right, fine. I told her, the house is not childproof. So it might be a problem to move in here. You know, the girl gonna run tell she people them, oh, he don't want my kids to rip me and he trying to keep my son away from me, da da da. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, I said no such thing. I said specifically, my house is not childproof. Basically, because I was living in a room in inside of a house with just rooms inside of it. I didn't have my own actual apartment, actual house. It was just in a room. So we made it work. Couple weeks or months into being there, the landlord fucked with me so much and he figured out everything. He said, okay, you know, I'm gonna move you over to the next spot. Go over to the next spot now. We get a two room thing, like upstairs and further up in the other apartment was an upstairs. So it was an attic room and there was another room from the crossways from it. You know, we got the place. Made sure everything was good over there, whatnot. She got a room for the son. I think everything Gucci. Regin. Now, we aim and make nothing official yet. But around those times, every single time, my guy. Every single time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying we did something in the bedroom at nighttime, daytime, whatever the case may be. Every single time, this woman is telling me or asking me to be hers. Let me... like, make me hers. I'm like, all right. I officially made it official August 18, 2018, people. 3 months into the relationship, the girl chatting, rush on cry about she wants space. Mind you, people, I worked every day. Instead of her taking her son to school, I was the one taking her son to school. Instead of she waking up in the morning and taking her son to school, I was the one taking him to school. Instead of bringing him home from school, I was the one picking him up from school. So, another side story. She gets mad every time I say this or say that or whatever, and gets mad when I tell her, okay, you know, my dear, I've never really put a gun to your head. I didn't hold a gun to your son's head and say, oh yeah, make him call me dad. When I met her son the first day, I told him straight off the rip, I do not reward misbehavior. So if you're going to come here every case and be misbehaving, you will never see anything from me, meaning money, clothes, whatever, nothing from me. So he kept on doing what he was doing. I kept being a dad like I was supposed to, because eventually over time, because of how our bond was, he started calling me dad. You know, this picnic mother going and rip everything away from him, B. And it sums up to the point now, from the first altercation or falling out that we had, it's I found out you slept with somebody else while I was at work providing for you and your son inside of our bed. And the same place that we were sharing together at this time while you did this, I was actually the one paying for it the whole time by myself without you or your lose-ass family members, them, or her lose-ass family members, them, paying for anything, Bree. The rent was $1,000 a month. I was paying out $250 every week. Every week. You guys do the math. That's $500 for the month. You feel me? $500 on vacation for the 4 weeks, I'm saying. And that equals out to $1,000 a month. Mind you, I got to deal with dirty people, stupid people, nasty people. Like, bruh, talking about it was so bad. And I literally looked at this young lady and asked her one time. I was like, you see the type of shit that you got me sacrificing for you? I'm literally going against my better self or whatnot and my worth to make sure you good or whatever the case is. Because I'm in love with you. You know, the girl ain't even said nothing. She just watched me like I had a horn coming out my head. So, second time now, come back around, right? I go, try to get closure. I'm like, all right, I'm trying to spin off. Mind you, after the first event, I was kind of ended wrong because it was abrupt breakup. I didn't expect it. So, I had to go through everything I had to go through, you know, this whole time, 2019. I'm all by myself, going through everything by myself, every case is, but I get up on my feet, get back to work, I'm going, doing, I'm doing every case is, and they put me in my own apartment, people, an actual apartment. This girl come here and tell me she can't come and see me because she's always busy. Mind you, she wasn't busy. Ladies and gentlemen, she was right around the corner from me. Her job was about maybe a mile away from her house, which is another hop and a skip away from my house. Literally. Every time. Oh, I can't come see you. Then I finally put two and two together. You're a whore, my girl. You like to walk around these streets of a case and nobody can ever see you because you're busy having other niggas come to your house at nighttime. You could have just said that. Nope. Kept lying. Oh, no, Trey. That's not it. Come now. We finally get back in the play after she what? Promised that I was going to be able to spend time with my son on Christmas. Didn't get a chance to spend time with my son on Christmas. And then she comes back and talks, oh, yeah, no, I had other plans. Da-da-da. I had to go see family. Okay, fine. You could have done when he just communicated with me and said, all right, Treville, I have to go see my mother. Da-da-da. She wants to see, you know, whatever. I'd have been fine. I don't knock anybody for dealing with family. I'm well diverse and well oriented in family dynamics. I'm a family man. I love my family. So I'm not going to go and try to take anybody away from theirs. You feel me? But this idiot here, this individual, I'm like, all right, fine. Let it go. How many times this girl done apologize? Oh, I'm sorry, Big Daddy Trey. And I'm sorry, Treville. And oh, you're the only person that eat me out properly if it cases. You're the only person that give me, you know, dick properly. Yet you're still running outside giving your shit to everybody else. Where they do that at, I don't know, people. Then fast forward now to the event that just now broke the camel's back. This girl goes and gets herself pregnant by someone that I'm currently beefing with. You feel me? To you young people out there, that's called an op. You gonna go lay down, open your legs to the enemy, and then come back and think I'm gonna sit here and be all cordial with you. No. Everything paused, suspended. I told the young lady, I was like, you know what? After that, I'm gonna get you the information of your cases. Go get my DNA test. If it come back that I'm not the dad, I'll spin off gracefully. Don't care anymore. You do what you do. Bridget, it didn't go nothing like that. She got pregnant 3, 4, 6 months into the pregnancy. She come back around me again. I'll try for come and, you know, do whatever. And I'll be honest, ladies and gentlemen, I still loved her. Hence the reason why it got so far. And I'm, again, a person of, I give you the benefit of the doubt. And also, being from the Caribbean, we say we give you a long rope to hang yourself. Now, she has now hanged herself, okay? So, 6 months into the whole thing, I'm here knocking, blowing her back out while she got supposedly the next nigga baby inside of her. Because, you know, she came here, spent 5 months inside of my place and then want to run off or whatever. When she finally started, telling me, oh, I got to go home and check out my apartment. She wasn't going home and check out her apartment. She was going to open her legs to the next nigga. That's what it was. So, that now being said, come now, situation, the baby. I'm thinking, okay, it might could be mine, might not be mine, whatever. But I did tell her what I said earlier. I was going to get DNA tested, find out what's going on, and then spin off, do whatever I have to do from there. So, that idea did not go out too well because everything of me trying to be cordial and so on and so forth, turns out, the young lady, even while she was pregnant, still fucking around behind my back, and she ends up calling me on my birthday, which was I think it was a Sunday or a Saturday, December 6th of last year, and said I gave her chlamydia. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, I've never given anybody anything that they did not want. Second, I paper check every single female before I sleep with them. After I sleep with them, you get paper checked. You feel me? Every 3 to 6 months, I get tested. So ain't no way in hell you finna tell me that it was me. People, I can say it to you right now. She went out and got herself sick, got me sick, and gave the shit to me on my birthday and then tried to play the victim. Then turn around after I went and got myself checked and found out I was Gucci and everything like that. So on and so forth, she hits me with another horrendous, delusional idea. She goes and tells me, oh, calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, Travail, well, since I'm here, you over here messing with people with HIV, da da da. The young lady came back and talked to me. She said you give good head and you give good sex and everything like that. But I I had HIV and so on and so forth. I'm sitting there, I'm still shocked, people, ladies and gentlemen. I am so shocked and surprised. And hell, mind you, I'm just waking out of my sleep. So I tell the girl, how you sound even coming at me with this nonsense? She goes, oh yeah, I know. Because I asked, I was like, you know I'm the type of brother that paper check everybody. She says, yeah, I know. That's the one fuck up right there, where she admits that just she knows that I'm a clean dude. Number two, she goes, oh, you better make sure of a case of hope that I ain't got nothing, Trey, because I'm a mother of a case and I got two kids I got to worry about. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, she has three children. Three. Not one, not two, but three. Does she know the fault for any of them, if I'm not mistaken? No, she does not, because the child that was calling me dad, he did not know his damn father like that. She would refuse to go get any type of testing on him. And when she did, guess what? Every time some sort of event came up, she's always ruining shit because her attitude sucks to the point of, I've tried, ladies and gentlemen, I've tried. I've been around her, try to help her get her health right, her mind right, everything. And every corner I turned, every street, you know, I lifted up whatever cases, every bowl I tried to daily fucking manage on my back to make sure she was good, I got met with a bunch of ignorance. I tried to put a car on the road first. She said she didn't want me to do that because she thought I was going to be flirting with females inside the car when I drived it, which is the stupidest thing ever. So yeah, I don't have HIV. I don't have chlamydia. I'm clean as a whistle, people. And now another newest event was when she called me was she didn't know, or she's wondering why I decided to go petition her to find out if my miracle baby was going to be with her nasty ass or not. Then she goes and tells me, oh, you were on my block where the case is a couple days ago. Ladies and gentlemen, I claim for Lord, I am from this country. Well, no, I'm not from this country, but I'm from this planet. You feel me? I'm from this planet. I claim for Lord, I am. I don't know if I have some kind of superpowers or not, but I had a flashback like Kevin Hart. Like, was I on her block? Like, real talk, like, was I on her block? People, I wasn't. I go to work. I come home, I'm an essential worker. I take care of people every single day. You feel me? They have not sent me on top of her block either. I literally work a 9-to-5 job as an ass wiper / PC, you know, we call that PCA work or HHA work. But now, since the pandemic, it's called essential work. So I'm an essential worker. I go to school, I come home, I go to work, I come home, I go to the store to buy food, I come home. Ain't no way in blood clot hell, brethren, I go punch somebody blasting black woman I wanted. You know, your pump them not good for see me outside your blast house or sunny your bushes, brethren. I'm not going to do anything there. So I just literally felt like I needed to come out tonight and make this episode to share everything now. Just give you an update, because the first episode that I did entitled Stupidity XXXXX, found out she was tuned into it. So guess what? If you're listening right now, I don't care. Because you are a nasty, disgusting, horrible human being, and I literally regret ever wasting my fucking time or money, my existence, any type of thing from me on your lame ass. I swear to God. But shall thank you, though. You opened up my eyes and show me that I am capable of being loyal to people. I am capable of being real to people. I am capable of actually being a settled down, responsible African American man, because like some men say black men don't cheat. I don't. I try to stay loyal to this one. So anyway, people, anyway, guys, I'm back. Keep on tuning in. Check out the music also, too. I'm over there on Spotify, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, Amazon Music, Amazon, iTunes, any place you could think of where you could get your music at, I am on there. So go check out my materials. I do have some of them on here, too, as you saw, Temperature Rise, How Do You Know, So In Love, and that So In Love song was kind of actually dedicated to that individual, but you know, she did what she did and burnt her bridges, and I am through with it, man. I'm not gonna sit here and question my worth and demean myself to just to be loved by somebody who doesn't even know their worth, you feel me, and somebody who don't know where their head is even attached to the point of little jewel people. You are judged by the company that you keep, okay? So if your friends are my whores, your dude is going to look at you like a whore, okay? People come and ask me and get mad at me. Even one of her friends tried to defend her one time, talk about, oh, yeah, why are you talking out like that, Train? Why are you talking about... My girl, I'm from a place that says if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. You feel me? And if I would have been told that you are a young lady of the streets or of the night, I would have damnly treated you as such one time and one time alone and spun the fuck off. But you wanted to sit here and be manipulative, conniving, just the words go on, people. I can't even say much. I'm not going to sit here and get and go in a whole hour straight on top of this thing. So again, people, you live and you learn. I definitely learned my lesson from this. I love my mama even more now based off the fact that she was correct. I'm staying away. End of the day, people, message for the ladies, real men and good men still do exist. Y'all just got to get over y'all past. Stop making us pay for the ones who screwed up. And also, too, realize and wake up and understand when you have a good thing. And majority of times, females also, too, the reason why you might be thinking that there ain't no more good men out there, it's because your whole ass homegirls or whatnot, whoever you associate with, are tarnishing and screwing it up for y'all to be able to find good men like myself that still exist every now and then. You feel me? Like I said, go check out the music. I'm on Spotify, YouTube, anything you can find music on. Again, guys, I thank you. Love you. God bless. And I am definitely back now because I am on my phone and I'm usually, you know, I'm not online so much anymore, but for the fact of I'm seeing the numbers and know people like what I'm doing and they support me, I'm gonna keep doing it. So love you guys, keep the numbers coming and going up, and check me out on Facebook, wherever you can find me at. All right, love you guys.